ever pick up like a new gadget and like a phone or something and wonder how they made that plastic casing, so perfectly and so quickly. That's the magic of rapid injection molding. It's how we make countless everyday things from toys to car parts and everything in between.
Yeah, it's all about speed, precision, and scale.
Right. And you've brought us a ton of material on this, wanting to go deeper than just the what you want to understand, like the why behind this whole manufacturing marvel.
Yeah, rapid injection molding, it's a reflection of how we live today.
How so?
Well, we want things instantly, right? And this process, it really delivers.
Okay, so let's unpack that rapid part. How do we get speed without compromising quality?
Well, specialized high-speed injection systems.
Okay.
These are the workhorses. They can inject molten plastic at speeds of like several hundred millimeters per second.
Wow.
To put that into perspective, imagine like filling a mold the size of your hand in just a fraction of a second.
That's wild.
Yeah.
But it can't just be about the machinery, right? The type of plastic itself has to play a role too.
Absolutely. Not all plastics are created equal, when it comes to speed.
Right.
It's kind of like if you're trying to pour something quickly, you wouldn't choose honey.
Right.
You choose water.
I see what you're saying.
So certain plastics, high fluidity thermoplastics, they're ideal for rapid injection molding.
Yeah.
Things like polycarbonate,
Okay.
some durable phone cases,
Yeah.
and ABS, which is used in everything from Lego bricks to car bumpers.
Yeah.
Those are the stars of the show.
So we've got these speed demon machines
Right.
and the right type of plastic. What else is critical in this rapid fire process?
The mold itself.
Okay.
It's often overlooked, but it's the unsung hero.
I see.
It's not just a container. It's meticulously engineered to dictate the entire flow of the process.
Oh, wow.
A well-designed mold is the foundation for speed and precision.
So it's like a dance
Yeah.
between the material and the mold.
It is.
Tell me more about how this dance plays out.
Okay, let's take the runner system within the mold as an example.
Okay.
Imagine a water slide. The smoother the slide, the faster the water flows.
Right.
Same principle here. The runner system, it's the pathway for the molten plastic.
I see.
Minimizing friction and pressure loss is key for achieving those rapid injection speeds.
So it's like streamlining the path for the molten plastic to take. Are there specific types of molds that excel in this high-speed environment?
There are hot runner molds.
Okay.
They're a game changer.
How so?
Imagine trying to pour melted chocolate.
Oh.
That keeps hardening.
Yeah.
It would be slow and messy.
Right.
Hot runner molds, they keep the plastic at a consistent temperature, ensuring it flows smoothly and quickly into the mold.
Okay.
They're far superior to traditional cold runner molds when speed is essential.
That's a delicious analogy. Okay, so we're keeping things hot and flowing.
What?
What about cooling? Doesn't that slow things down?
It could, but this is where modern mold design gets really clever. Conformal cooling channels.
Okay.
They're like custom fit ice packs for the mold. They
Interesting.
ensure even cooling, which not only prevents warping, but also speeds up the entire process.
So we're saving time.
Yeah, compared to traditional cooling methods, we're talking about time savings of 30% to 50%.
That's wild. It seems like every step is carefully optimized for speed.
It is.
But let's shift gears a bit. If I wanted to create something with rapid injection molding, what material options would I have?
You've got a fantastic array to choose from.
Okay.
Each material has its own strengths and ideal uses.
Right.
Polycarbonate, for example.
Okay.
It's incredibly impact resistant,
Yeah.
making it perfect for things like safety goggles or those durable phone cases we talked about.
Okay, so that's why my phone can survive a drop or two.
Exactly. And then there's ABS.
Yeah.
It's known for its toughness and machinability.
Okay.
It's a popular choice for car parts because it can withstand impact and be molded into intricate shapes. You'll also find it in toys,
Right.
toys that need to endure years of play.
So it's not just about picking the fastest material, it's about choosing the right material for the job.
Yeah.
I'm starting to see how material science plays a huge role here.
Precisely. You need to consider the product's needs.
Okay.
Do you need strength, flexibility, and a specific texture, material selection? It's a balancing act.
Yeah.
And it's a key part of what makes rapid injection molding so versatile.
This is where it gets really interesting.
Yeah.
We've talked about high-speed production,
Right.
but how do you ensure quality control at such a fast pace?
Quality control is absolutely essential, and it starts with meticulous preparation.
Okay.
It's like a chef prepping their ingredients and tools before like a complex recipe.
Yeah.
Everything needs to be just right.
Right.
Selecting the right injection molding machine and configuring it correctly is step one.
So even in a world of rapid-fire production,
Yeah.
there's a meticulousness to the process. It's not just about speed, it's about precision at every stage.
Absolutely. Think about the cooling phase, for instance.
Yes.
Maintaining precise pressure control during cooling is crucial.
Right.
This plays a huge role in achieving those impressive time savings without compromising the quality of the final product.
It's like a carefully choreographed dance.
It is.
Between temperature, pressure, and time, what about getting the product out of the mold?
Yeah.
I imagine even that step has to be fast and efficient in this rapid-fire world.
You're right. Even demolding has to keep up the pace.
Okay.
We use mechanisms that are either hydraulic using fluid pressure
Okay.
or pneumatic using compressed air.
I see.
These systems ensure the product is released from the mold quickly and smoothly
Okay.
so the next cycle can begin.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's incredible how every little step is accounted for.
It's all about optimizing every stage of the process.
It's
It's a
amazing.
fascinating dance of engineering and precision, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. You've mentioned how crucial selecting the right injection molding machine is, but what makes a machine right for this process? What factors go into that choice?
It's like choosing the right tool for any job.
Okay.
You wouldn't use a hammer to tighten a screw.
Right.
Same principle applies here.
Okay.
One of the first things you need to consider is the shot size.
Okay, so shot size, break that down for me.
Shot size refers to the maximum amount of plastic material the machine can inject in a single cycle. It's all about volume.
Okay.
The machine's capacity needs to align with how much product you're aiming to make.
So if you're mass producing something like those plastic bottle caps,
Yeah.
you'd need a machine with a larger shot size
Right.
than if you're making a small batch of custom parts.
Precisely. And then there's tonnage, which refers to the clamping force the machine can exert to keep the mold tightly closed during injection. Imagine the pressure needed to force molten plastic into every tiny detail of a complex mold.
Yeah, so higher tonnage means more clamping force, which is important for intricate designs or thicker products.
Yeah, exactly. If the mold isn't clamped with enough force, the molten plastic could leak out, creating defects. And of course, you need to make sure the machine is compatible with the materials you'll be using.
Right, because we talked about how different plastics have different melting points and flow characteristics.
Exactly. A machine that works beautifully with ABS might not be the best choice for polycarbonate, for example. So understanding the materials you're working with is essential in choosing the right machine.
Yeah, it sounds like there's a lot to consider. How does someone even begin to navigate all these options?
You need to have a clear picture of your production needs. Are you aiming for a high volume output or smaller, more specialized batches? What's the level of detail and complexity of the products you're creating?
So it's a matter of matching the machine's capabilities with your production goals.
Precisely. It's not one size fits all. And while you're evaluating these factors, it's also wise to think long-term energy efficiency is becoming increasingly crucial, especially with rising energy costs.
Right. Sustainable practices are always a good idea.
Absolutely. Machines with technology that optimizes energy use can lead to significant savings over time. And on that note, another long-term consideration that often gets overlooked is maintenance and support.
Yeah, a machine is only as good as its reliability, right?
Exactly. You want a machine that's dependable, easy to maintain, and has readily available parts. Having strong support from the manufacturer is also crucial. Downtime can be incredibly costly in a fast-paced production environment.
Makes sense to choose a machine that's built to last and has a good track record for reliability. We've covered the machine selection process in detail, but are there specific features within the machine that are particularly important for rapid injection molding?
Absolutely. Remember our conversation about speed being paramount?
Yeah.
Well, the injection speed of the machine itself is a key factor. Machines designed for rapid injection molding have specialized systems that allow for incredibly high injection speeds and pressures.
It all comes back to that need for speed.
Exactly. And you also need to consider mold compatibility. The machine needs to work seamlessly with the specific mold you're using, especially if you're working with hot runner systems, which, as we discussed, are essential for maintaining optimal melt temperature and flow rates.
It's like a perfectly synchronized orchestra. Every component needs to be in tune and playing in harmony for the desired result.
That's a great analogy. And finally, let's not forget the cooling system. Efficient cooling is crucial for minimizing cycle time without sacrificing product quality machines with advanced cooling systems, like those with conformal cooling channels, can significantly improve the entire process.
It's incredible how much technology and engineering goes into making something that seems as simple as a plastic product. We've covered machines, molds, speed cooling, quality control. What else is there?
Well, we've touched on the importance of material selection, but there's a whole world of fascinating details within that aspect.
Okay.
Each material brings its own set of characteristics to the table.
Yeah.
Strength, flexibility, appearance, even its impact on the environment. Mm. There are so many factors to consider.
It sounds like choosing the right material can make or break the success of a product. What are some of the key players in the rapid injection molding game?
There are a number of popular materials, and each one has its own strengths and weaknesses. Polycarbonate, with its incredible impact resistance and clarity, is a top choice for applications where durability and aesthetics are both important.
Right. We talked about safety goggles and phone cases earlier, but what about situations where clarity isn't as important?
Well, ABS is a fantastic option. When you need toughness, machinability, and affordability, it can withstand impacts, be easily molded into intricate shapes, and it's relatively inexpensive.
So you find it in car parts
yeah.
that need to be strong and toys that need to survive rough play.
Exactly. And then there's polypropylene, which is often used in packaging and containers.
Okay. Why polypropylene for those applications?
It's a great choice because it's lightweight, which is good for reducing shipping costs and resistant to many chemicals, making it safe for food storage.
So we have polycarbonate for strength and clarity, ABS for toughness and versatility, and polypropylene for lightweight and chemical resistance. It's like having a toolbox full of different materials, each with its own unique purpose.
That's a great way to put it. And these are just a few of the many materials used in rapid injection molding. We could talk for hours about the nuances of each one.
I bet. But I think the key takeaway is that choosing the right material is just as important as choosing the right machine.
Absolutely. It's about understanding the demands of the product, the properties of the material, and how they interact during the molding process.
It's about finding the perfect balance between performance, cost, and ideally even sustainability.
Precisely. And one final thought on materials before we move on, just like a chef prepping ingredients. Certain materials like polycarbonate require specific drying techniques before they can be used.
Why is that?
Well, if polycarbonate isn't properly dried, it can absorb moisture from the air, which can lead to defects during the molding process.
So it's another example of how attention to detail, even in the early stages, is crucial for success.
Exactly. Every step in the process matters.
It's amazing how like a seemingly simple plastic product involves like so much thought and precision in its creation.
It really is.
We've talked about the importance of quality control throughout this process. Can you walk me through some of the key steps involved in achieving those flawless results?
Sure. It all begins with preparation, like a surgeon preparing for a complex operation.
Okay.
We've discussed selecting the right machine and configuring it correctly, but it goes beyond that. Every detail, no matter how small, can make a difference.
So precision and attention to detail are crucial from the very beginning. What are some specific areas where that meticulous approach is especially important?
The preparation of the plastic material itself is a prime example.
Okay.
Remember our discussion about those high fluidity plastics like polycarbonate and ABS?
Yeah.
Well, even those materials need a bit of pampering before they're ready for the molding process.
What kind of pampering are we talking about?
We'll take polycarbonate. It has a tendency to absorb moisture from the air, which can cause problems during molding. So before we even think about injecting it into a mold, we need to make sure it's properly dried. This involves heating it to a specific temperature for a precise amount of time to remove any excess moisture.
So it's like preheating the oven before baking a cake.
Exactly. You need the right conditions for everything to turn out perfectly.
Right.
And speaking of setting the stage for success, the mold itself needs just as much attention.
Okay.
We've talked about the runner system and how it needs to be optimized for smooth, rapid flow.
Right.
But it goes beyond that. The mold needs to be impeccably clean, properly lubricated, and completely free of any imperfections or debris.
Wow.
Any tiny flaw in the mold can translate to a defect in the final product.
So maintaining the mold is just as important as designing it.
Absolutely. And then there's the injection process itself, where precision is key. We need to carefully control the injection speed, pressure, and temperature to ensure the molten plastic fills every nook and cranny of the mold completely and evenly.
Okay.
If the injection pressure is too low, for instance, the plastic might not fill the mold entirely, leading to gaps or inconsistencies in the product.
Right.
On the other hand, if the pressure is too high, it could damage the mold or create unwanted stresses in the plastic.
So it's all about finding the sweet spot.
Precisely. Too much or too little of anything can throw off the entire process.
Right.
And let's not forget the cooling stage.
Yeah.
We've discussed how conformal cooling channels can dramatically improve efficiency. But even with this advanced technology, we need to make sure the cooling rate is consistent and controlled throughout the mold.
Okay.
Cooling too quickly in one area can create internal stresses that lead to warping or distortion of the product.
So it's a delicate balancing act between speed and precision.
It is.
You want to cool the product quickly to keep the cycle time short, but not so quickly that you compromise its quality.
Exactly. It's about finding that perfect harmony between temperature, time, and pressure. And finally, even when the product is cooled and ready to be removed from the mold, we need to be careful. The demolding process needs to be smooth and controlled to prevent any damage to the product.
So from prepping the material to carefully removing the finished product, it's a constant journey of precision and control.
It is, and it's fascinating to see how all these elements come together to create the seemingly simple plastic products we use every day.
This has been an incredible deep dive into the world of rapid injection molding.
It has.
I'm walking away with a whole new appreciation for the technology, the engineering, and frankly, the artistry involved. What's the one thing you'd want our listeners to remember from this conversation?
I think the key takeaway is that rapid injection molding is not just about speed. It's a symphony of technology, material science, and meticulous craftsmanship. It's about understanding the nuances of every step, from the initial material selection to the final demolding, and how those steps work in harmony to produce a high-quality product.
So the next time you pick up a plastic object, take a moment to consider the incredible journey it took to get there. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. It's been enlightening.